We continue our Lenten theme based on witnesses to Christ. We've heard from people like Malchus and Barabbas and Peter and Judas and Pontius Pilate and John the Gospel writer. And today, another one. You don't have to raise your hands. Did any of you play in the school orchestra or band or in the marching band? Bring back memories. When I say the word orchestra, most people think of black suits and violins and finely trained musicians and orchestra pits and wonderful music. There is a unique orchestra that's called a recycled orchestra, a Catra, that is in Paraguay. Here's a picture of them. Catra really isn't a town. It's actually a dump. It used to was known just for only drugs, and now every single day, 3 million pounds of trash get placed in that dump in Catra. There are now families who eke out their existence in Paraguay so poor because they simply go and pick things out of the dump to live with and to sell. Now, we in Defiance County, are any of you old enough to remember getting pulled out of school for harvest? Are you being pulled out of school to plant? Well, children in Catra get pulled out of school to go make a living out of the dump. Now, there's a group of kids who formed a recycled orchestra simply from refuge for the dump. To be honest, violinist Niole, age 16, says there is nothing in Catra before there was the dump. Now, there you can see her orchestra. The orchestra is made out of trash. Her is made out of trash cans, wooden spoon, and bent forks. The ensemble's cello is an oil drum. Another teenager plays a saxophone from drain pipe, melted copper, coin spoon candles, cans, and bottle tops. There is the recycled orchestra, a Catra, Paraguay. Their hope was maybe to go online and raise $175,000 to raise a school, but it went much further than that. It went totally viral. Since then, this famed recycle orchestra, a Catra, Paraguay, has played all over the world. Believe it or not, they play Mozart, Paraguayan folk music, and even Frank Sinatra. Get that. You see, God makes a lot out of misfits and things found in the dump. Now, it's going to sound odd to you, but that's what Easter is really about. God taking misfits and making something very special from them. You see, in many ways, all of us at one time or another, if not now, we all are misfits. Do you see yourself there in misfit islands? We all fall short of God's glory. We all have our own quirks. We all have our own failures. We all have our own past. We all have things about ourselves that make us misfits. But remember, God loves misfits. Remember what God does with misfits? He does wonderful things with misfits. What do I mean by that? Well, the biblical orchestra is made of unlikely musicians. Imagine this. Remember when you were in band and orchestra? First chair is a trumpeter, and that's played by Peter. He denied Jesus how many times? Three. Paul plays the violin, but there's a time that Paul is a thug and persecuted believers. And then what about David? Let's put him on the harp. Remember, David was a womanizer. He also killed someone else. And today I'm going to add one more person to that unique misfit orchestra and band. That is Mary Magdalene. Do you see her there? What a mess. Mary Magdalene. Why is she called that? Do you know that there's five Marys in the Bible? Why do we call Mary Mary Magdalene? Well, she's from the small town called Magdalene. That's why she's Mary Magdalene. Now, her life was a mess. She truly was a misfit. She is possessed by seven demons. Seven is a number of completeness in the Bible. What a messed up life. What a misfit. Can you imagine being that messed up? Being a misfit. Now, sometimes when our lives are messed up and we really feel like misfits and we're playing in a band with misfits and recycled objects, there's things we try to do to maybe help ourselves out. For example, there's compulsion. There's a compulsion to prove. I want to be the best worker, the best athlete, the best classmate, the best writer, the best friend. I'll show them. I'll keep on going. No time to exercise, read the Bible, or attend church. I'll eat more. Maybe I'll start my diet after this project is done. We're tired and we watch too much TV. Or there's disengagement. Now, we all know this. We're misfits because we're too overly engaged. Our schedules are way overbooked. We have checklists of things, one thing to do after another. We're slammed. How do we compensate? Eat too much, shop too much, sleep too much. Then there's depersonalization. We become robotic. We go through the motions. We play the part, we have the right face. We hit rock bottom as if we have seven demons. We can all be a mess. And the final one, depression. For us misfits, you ever felt depression? Like life was meaningless? Like life didn't matter? 20% of all people on disability is due to depression. The United States of America is the wealthiest nation on earth, yet, the World Health Organization says we're the most depressed people on nation. Depression among teenagers has gone up 200% in the last decade. These are things that we do as misfits. We don't fit in. Maybe you some remember this car. Have you ever owned one of those? It's called the what? Can you identify it? The Nova, that's right, Chevy Nova. Don't have to raise your hand if you own one. Now, it's a successful American car, but it's an urban myth that it didn't sell too well in Mexico. That's because in Mexico they don't speak Mexican in Mexico, they speak what? Spanish. Nova in Mexican means no va or no go. Who wants to buy a car that means what? No go, that's right. This is really an example of marketing folly. For many of us, it sums up our life, no go. We hit rock bottom. I think that was Mary Magdalene, possessed by seven demons. And that's why she follows Jesus to the cross. Mary's Messiah is your Messiah. So this picture is from the Passion of the Christ. Mary got her source and well-being. She got a misfit island. She plays her tunes of faith because of Jesus. But take a look at them there. Mary Magdalene is with Jesus. Do you see his face? Caked with blood and spit. He can't swallow. It's hard for him to speak. His voice is coarse. The last time he had anything to drink was 12 hours before at the Lord's Supper. Since drinking there, Jesus had been betrayed, mocked, condemned, beaten, and crucified. So much hope for Jesus. The orchestra quit playing. There's not even a note. There is no tomb. For many of us, that's how we see our life. We see our life as Nova, no go. There is no hope. So about 4:30, 5 o'clock in the morning, that's what Mary Magdalene thought. Jesus is dead. Disciples are hiding. Judas hangs himself. Other followers are scattered. You know the story. Mary Magdalene got up early in the morning to anoint the body, and she says the body isn't there. She sings her sad song to Peter and others. She cries. She looks at someone she believes is a gardener, and she goes through the monotones of gloom. Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have laid him, and I'll take him away. Mary is Nova, no go. And then, who does Mary see? She goes seeking, and she sees who? The resurrected Lord. Mary, Jesus replies. Was there ever a more tender word spoken? Mary, the voice is unmistakable. Mary, that is Jesus. She looks up and she cries, Rabboni, he's not dead. He's risen from the dead. Christ is risen. And emotions flood from her heart. Despair turns into joy, ecstasy. Just when she thought it was over, Jesus is bodily risen, and her total song changes. A symphony of great celebration. She now has a 5-word song to sing. I have seen the Lord. When she says she has seen the Lord, I've seen the person who created the universe. When she says, I've seen the Lord, I've seen the one from whom is the source of all things. When she says, I have seen the Lord, she says, this is the one that one day will come in the clouds, sitting as the Son of Man, King of Kings and Lords of Lords. That's why Peter's confession next week is my Lord and my God. What does that mean for us that she's seen the Lord? You know what that means for us? Our life is more than an overbooked schedule. It means our more story is more than just wanting to prove more and look at me. What does this mean? There's more to paying taxes and need to impress. Christ's resurrection, like Mary, means you and I have a song to sing. We have a song to sing. Remember, God loves to make music with misfits? That's you and I. It's time for us believers to make a noise. I'll pick my strings of life to be a blessing to others. I'll blow the horn of hope. My keyboard is to give. I'll bang the drum of peace. What instruments you play in the Christian church due to Christ's death and resurrection for you? One thing that we believers have is our own orchestra, our own lips, our own lives. And what's the song called? You just sung it. I know that my Redeemer what? I know my Redeemer lives. Christ is risen. So it's blessed Easter morning. All God's people say.